Cavs.
What's with this chair? I feel like it's low.
I
need
to see it up and sit right on the pole.
That's a hack.
I am a hack.
Brian, Tim and John, you're John, right? And
John.
You're Tim?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so Brian tested, Brian's an alcoholic.
I'm not an alcoholic.
He's like an alcoholic in the closet.
Like a heavy drinker.
So he tested point before we did the show on Monday. We do a show Monday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
He tested 0.19.
But it was after lunch.
For at 2 o'clock on a Monday afternoon.
0.19.
0.08 is legally drunk. He's twice that.
I was so disappointed. I was in 0.20. I was like, what a loser.
Because that's your grade point average at community college, right?
Wait.
Who had the breathalyzer? It was a breathalyzer?
It's right here.
Yeah.
Somebody sent it to our Compound Media as a gift to me. I opened it on the train because it was an explosive device that I don't want to die alone.
No.
So, and then it works because at the end of the show, it was 0.17. So it wasn't like, you know what I mean? It went down because he wasn't drinking. You're drinking now, right?
Yeah, I am.
And I have a guy who lives in my building. He met with Brian yesterday.
Bruce.
He comes back home.
Uh-huh.
He's drunk.
Yep. I'm a bad influence.
Just from the meeting.
Party and play.
Are you drinking now? What are you drinking now?
Hey, okay, so here's the thing. I had lunch. I live in Park Slope, and
gotta tell everybody where he lives.
Before I do
a 4-bedroom Park Slope.
Before I do every show, I go to a restaurant called Bravini, and I like to have a couple.
Good luck, tradition. Like Wade Boggs used to do certain things before every baseball game.
Right.
He gets drunk before everything he does.
Drunk for anything. But I had 3 glasses of wine at lunch. But I also had a nice big bowl of pasta, so like it kind of soaks it up. And then I was feeling.
You said you got a big veal cutlet sandwich yesterday,
sandwich.
And you took one bite. You go away with this, like you're some kind of fucking emperor.
Away with
yeah, this. like he's a like a Caligula or
like,
whatever.
Like a Medici
give me
prince.
More wine and let me taste this veal parmesan sandwich.
We had a whole bunch.
You're a sick dude, and now you're influencing people or doing my website. Bruce is a very good employee.
Right.
Oh, he's self-employed, but he does my website. He was working on my website until he met this motherfucker. Now he's going to be doing heroin by 3:30 this afternoon.
You seen your new website? It's Kevin.
Because this guy's a motherfucker. He's a bad influence.
Why are you all wound up?
Hell, please. Are you
because
are you new to the show?
No, I've watched it before, but usually you kind of get into it a little bit.
No, but you know I'm wound up because I got in hot water with my wife yesterday because of this motherfucker. Because I'm saying like I'm such a good husband compared to this guy. I'm not a fucking raging alcoholic. I'm not going blind. I have a lot of things going for me. But somehow
a raging.
Brian had a beach party at his house yesterday.
Woo!
And nobody, it was, he do you know what the beach party was? Ooh. Woo! You know what the beach party was? He just took off his shirt. Hey, don't touch him. He's a guest.
Are you gay?
No, I'm straight.
Have you ever been with a guy?
I had a guy blow me once, did not care for it.
Well, that's...
Now, that actually goes against the grain.
At least you're honest.
Yeah.
Because I think every guy's been blown. Very few will imagine.
And Garrett, can we please pull up the photograph of the gentleman who blew me? His name is George Wayne. He's an African-American writer for Vanity Fair.
No, he's not.
He is.
The guy that blew you was George Wayne?
Yeah.
Of George Wayne fame.
Thinking of Batman.
Of
Bruce Wayne.
Yes, thank you. Right. I was his ward.
how did you get to the point where he blew you?
Oh my gosh. I had a girlfriend who's really hot, and then she told me if I let him blow me, I could fuck her in the ass. And we were doing a bunch of coke.
Gotta have goals.
And right. There he is.
Wow. Well, there you go. How about that? We're doing the wrong show, John.
Call me George Holler, your boy.
Is that what he looked like?
Did you make him leave the sunglasses?
This is 20 years ago.
Did you make him leave the sunglasses on?
No, but I always say the worst thing about having him blow me is that he denies he ever blew me. It's like, so I could feel this stubble on his chin on my shaft. And it just kind of, it was a different energy. When a woman, because I've got a really girthy, thick, long cock. And when a woman.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, and when a woman blows you, they tend to be intimidated by my penis. So they kind of come at it like.
You don't know how to talk the game, and I have a big, girthy cock.
Exactly.
They take his shirt off.
Yeah, yeah.
What a fag hat. You're clickbait for these guys.
Did you see his unit?
No, no. He wasn't. He had never eaten pussy before. So he was eating her out, and he didn't like it. Big surprise. I don't like marinara.
Try some barbecue sauce. Saves me many situations.
Put a corn chip in that
saves
cunt.
Saves you in many situations.
Because a lot of times I'm not hungry for my wife's snatch, and then I'll put a little bit of maple syrup on there.
Yeah. You like to go to Vermont? Come up here to the wine country.
That's my wife. Impression of my wife.
I'm from Panama.
From Panama. She doesn't talk like Scarface.
Yeah, married to Kevin.
I'm still back at raging alcoholic.
Because anyway, he had a beach
party.
That's
raging, yeah.
He had a beach party for his show yesterday, and all he did was take off his shirt. Yeah, so
I wore swim trunks.
I was telling my wife, the guy, he's an alcoholic. He's jealous. He just wants to go to the beach and get drunk. And my wife goes, I want to go to the beach too.
Yep.
And it led to I don't take her out enough, and I'm a shit husband.
Right.
And he's a good husband, even though last Saturday. He told his wife he's going to go out for an hour at 9 o'clock. She called him at 1 in the morning, said, where are you? He said, oh, this bar is going out of business today, so it's the last night, so I have to hang around for it. Then he got home at 5:30 in the morning. If I did that, it'd be over.
I'd be dead. Awake, boys, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you know what you should have brought home with you? You should have brought home a quart of milk.
Right,
because that's like going around the corner for the goddamn quart of milk, right?
Well, there's a bar,
and then you come home with the wrong kind of milk, and you're like, God damn it! Can we test him again?
Can you tell the funniest thing about him? He's like, the bar actually isn't closing. I was wrong, but
you're always wrong.
There's a transgendered, her name's Sarah, and she is the karaoke host. And my friend's like, you got to go.
Why don't you get her on the show? She's too busy.
Wednesday
afternoon.
It's a shaved down Tuesday through Thursday.
Karaoke trannies.
Take your pills,
Sarah. Busy.
Yeah, we're busy, right?
We're booked. Book solid.
I won't send roses or hold the door. Forgetting birthdays. So George Wayne blew me.
Wait. So you're at this bar in the gay community
with his shirt off. A drunk blind guy with what is he? Like a two?
It's a bear.
No, but it's not. But he's on the list.
What do they always say? A two at ten and a ten at two.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. No, this guy and I would hook up. We would hook up. We would.
I always find the one guy that will fuck him.
You think so? Or a lady. I'm one of you hard. You got a nice head of hair.
I can find one guest that will fuck him.
I like to be held and cuddled.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Go ahead.
1.
He's grabbing his unit.
0.17.
Woo!
See, I'm on the road to recovery.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem.
0.2 or 0.1? 0.19 or 0.2 is the
0.08.
0.08.
It's what
0.08 is. You can't over 0.08, and they pull you over. You're
can
DUI.
I wonder if it would say for me.
Can I blow it?
He's already told you
he doesn't like
that. Different. Garrett, can
I want to try it.
And by the way,
Tim, do it so we can show that it works. We have different nozzles. You don't have to use his nozzle.
Garrett, dip the end in pee so he feels more comfortable.
If you have a little...
Hey, wait.
I had a question about karaoke.
Pardon me?
So you're at this bar that's supposedly closing that didn't close, right. And there's...
Why'd you think it was closing?
My friends told me, and they were like, oh, it's closing in a month. I thought it was
You mentioned karaoke.
Right.
So if you do karaoke, you have to have a go-to song.
Oh, yeah, no. Take On Me by A-ha. Talking away.
Not bad. Not bad.
Anyway. Right. Or Leave It on a Jet Plane, I'll also do.
If
you're with somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's a duet.
Doing it to somebody.
Oh.
My friend lives in Korea, and he said there are these karaoke bars.
He's not Korean.
No, but he's always.
We're ready.
He's a terrible driver.
What do I do?
You breathe into it. You ever do a breathalyzer?
No.
No, you just blow out. You blow out.
And then once it changes to 10.
Well, I can't see it, so you do it.
Yeah, just do it for him, Garrett, please.
My mouth.
But Tim's not going to grab you.
He had a nickel.
Tim's not going to grab you, though.
Oh, yeah.
0-2.
Faggot.
So what's that mean? I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, that means it's pretty accurate. It might be a hangover from his thing. It might
point
just be a hangover.
0.1.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like much drunker.
Oh, you're 0.02. You're not anything, but it might be just leftover the resin from him but it just shows that it's accurate because you haven't had a drink, right?
No.
Okay, so you're sober. It's probably just leftover in the thing. And he's 0.17. If you got a DUI at 0.17, it would be an embarrassment. Like the cops would be like, "Wow, you're really drunk." And he'd be like, "Wee!"
Well, he's a functioning alcoholic. I mean, he seems to be.
I function.
The problem is he doesn't slur his words, so nobody kind of picks up that he's drunk. But we are.
I would never say
he
was.
Now, back to your bar thing, though. If you added Bolivia marching powder to the equation, does that mean you're super high functioning?
Oh, well, yeah.
He went home and mowed the lawn, even though it was the middle of the night.
It was Prospect Park. I mowed Prospect Park.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you live in Park Slope, you don't have a lawn, right?
No, we don't. I have an above-ground pool, though.
Are people still doing cocaine?
Yeah, it's a big thing.
It's huge,
sure.
Yeah.
I heard it might make a comeback now. Yeah, I was reading that. I saw that on the news.
It's like flared jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acid wash.
Did you ever do? I mean, you're an older gentleman, I can tell, right? A little bit. My vision's. Yeah. Did you
have a year? Well, how old are you?
55.
Oh, you're okay. You're older than him.
How old are you?
Rough. Old enough to get. I need 45 Spanx on the ready.
Oh my God! You're getting.
Don't worry about throwing a thumb in there either. No problem with me. Are you with somebody?
Yeah.
Like, you have a boyfriend or
a
husband?
Yes, I have a partner. Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
5 years.
Okay. Is he like a gentleman of your carriage or is he like.
No. He's 6'4".
They're very. You guys are kind of body opposites.
Yeah, they call him Cary Grant. He's got very dark hair and very much.
I want you to blow me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Yeah, well, much more put together than myself.
He does Cary Grant a point 0.17. He nails Cary Grant.
I think I'm going to put it in your asshole tonight, Judy. Let's go. It's your birthday.
Wait, is he younger than you?
No, he's older. He's two years older.
Oh, where'd you meet?
Silver Fox?
We met on the train. We have a show called The Focus Group. We were up here on a Saturday back when we were on Sirius XM.
Right.
And I got on the train to go back to Philadelphia, is where I live.
Oh, nice.
And he got on the train and sat next to you? And
you just started chatting?
Started talking.
Old-fashioned way.
Disgusted because I got up and I used the bathroom on the train.
Right.
And I came back disgusting. And he said,
"Better wash your hands."
He said, "He said use the bathroom on the train." I said, "Well, I go to the bathroom. What are you going to do?"
Right.
Hold it.
Yeah, wait till you get to 30th Street and they're wonderful.
So at 30th Street, I give him my card. I said, "Hey, if you ever like to get together for a drink or something," I profiled him because he had long hair at the time.
Right.
And he said, "I'll give you my card, but don't bother looking me up. I'm on no social media," which to this day he's not. You can't find him anywhere. Mm.
Not even on Friendster.
But then he looked us up, and we ended up, he didn't call me for a long time because he was concerned about some of the people that we knew in common. So.
Yeah.
Then he finally did.
What'd you know in common?
There was a couple of singers and people that we'd had on our show that he had known from back in the day.
Oh.
Michael Fonstein.
What?
Studio 54?
What's that?
Studio 54 days?
Well, I didn't do Studio 54.
Oh, no, we just missed it, but we were Palladium, Limelight. Yeah,
how long have you guys known each other?
Oh, since sophomore year, frog dissection in biology class.
You guys have never hooked up?
No, we were, well, you know, I came out before you did.
Yeah.
So I had no idea that Tim was gay.
I got stuck in a lab. I ran.
He was the jock, I was the nerd. It kind of makes sense, right?
So I had to run track in the afternoon, and so they put me in this lab with John and another girl that... For smart girl, but probably not people I would have hung around with.
Sounds like a cunt to me.
Probably not people
and
I would have hung around with.
So both of us were irritated that I was with them.
You're going to take my grade down. You're going to take me to the gutter with you.
I was the stupid jock, and they were these two smart kids that didn't even take gym. And,
I had an excuse for all of high school. I didn't have to take gym.
Asthma.
Yeah, asthma. Oh, yeah.
Supposedly.
The war, too, right? You didn't have to go to the war?
No. You didn't have to do anything. Bone spurs.
I can't even breathe with all this smoke. Napalm's going to kill my lungs.
I like the Greek army.
Napalm's not a good look.
Can't believe they're behind.
But we were a little bit of Ferris Bueller before Ferris Bueller existed. So we did a lot of pranks in school. And then he went off to New York to school. I went to Ohio. And
where'd you go to Ohio? What school?
Marietta in Southeastern Ohio, little liberal arts college.
Yeah, sure, I know. It's by Ohio University.
Oh, is that where you went?
No, I went to Kent State for like 2 months.
Were you there for the shooting?
I was. 4 dead in Ohio. Right.
That's when the drinking started. He's like, this is stressful. I'm on campus and I'm trying to rush a sorority.
I tried to duck, but it was a foul move.
He does puns, too.
Hey, listen, he's pretty darn good for a .17.
And by
That's
the way,
right.
Not just impression.
I do catch
pun.
The differentiation with pun. Puns are different than jokes, right?
Yes.
So I like when you said he does a pun. So
because they're not jokes. Yeah, he just comics play on words. No, because it's the lowest form of anything.
Exactly. It really is.
It's like bird shit on your car. Right. A pun.
Dude, clean it.
Good at it.
I should know this, but do you guys travel around doing your comedy bits?
We do them. We go to Long Island Railroad. We'll be on the be on the 542 to Hitchfield. Oh,
but I want to know: is there a city or a place that's the best? You think that does the best best audiences or best job? Or?
Good question.
He's not even a comic.
I did the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Won it, whatever. But
what?
I won a storytelling festival there, kind of like the Moth, which I also won.
Like the Moth, which I also won.
I just go up there and talk about.
Who's judging this?
Looking at tranny, and I got him in my transsexual sorry.
Not gonna offend me.
So let's. You guys are representing the L. You, what are you talking about? The LGBTQ? Are there letters now?
Yes, there are way.
Swati Gold says there's too many letters.
Way too many letters.
Should be one letter. Gay.
So what's queer versus gay?
That's a good question.
One guy said he was queer. A comic, Jabuki. And he's black, but that's not an ethnic slur. His name is Jabuki.
I think queer is supposed to cover everything.
Yeah, but like I thought queer meant, he said he was queer, and then people are like, you're queer? And then he goes, well, I'm actually gay. So queer man, he could fuck anybody, or he's fluid?
No, I think it's just a catch-all.
Fuck like the couch? I'm queer.
I think it's a catch-all.
I love that couch.
I don't know. I have never been able to figure out if someone said to me they're queer. I would go, if it's a guy, I'd go right down the road and say you're gay. If it was a woman, I'd say you're lesbian. But what is queer?
Queer is a catch-all. It used to be just say you were gay. There was a gay community, and then women,
everything,
trans, whatever,
everything.
And I think the big problem politically, if you wanted to be serious for a second, when they started adding all the letters, you start measuring everything.
And we didn't vote on the letters.
How do they? When do they add Q?
We have
just
no idea.
Recently, and there's a plus now.
There's a plus sign.
There's an AA, and there's a two spirit.
It's plus.
AA?
Yeah.
What's AA?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Asexual.
Agender.
Agender. Yeah,
something.
That's added to the Q?
LGBT.
That's part of plus.
LGBTQAA plus.
Added the letters, yeah.
Intergendered.
Don't forget the umlaut.
Questioning. One of them is, and the Q is questioning, right?
Whatever.
Questioning,
yeah.
It's not queer.
Maybe I like cock. Maybe I don't. That's questioning.
John and I made our names in the LGBT.
No. We made our names in the gay and lesbian.
Gay and lesbian.
Back in the day, it was just gay and lesbian.
We did marketing. John had an agency. I was on the corporate side, and we did the initial marketing. One of the first, if not the first, major corporation that talked to the gay consumer. We did work for Subaru. John's done a bunch of other things with other brands.
I love the line of knee pads.
Subaru knee pads.
What'd he say?
Knee pads. He said knee pads. So you don't hurt your knees when you're blowing it, guy.
That was part of the ad?
That was a pun.
That was actually a joke.
That was a pun.
But I'm pumped. Thank you.
What happened with the Subaru? You wrote ads for the gay community?
Gay community, yeah.
Where were they run? Just like on...
Gay publications. Like back at like the Blade.
Magazines, not TV.
Magazine. That's a fancy phrase. It's called in-book advertising.
Okay.
So if it was only in special magazines, they call in-book.
Like The Advocate.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no gay channel, right? Like
not
BET
back in the day
or anything.
Logo.
Logo is now the channel.
Logo's a gay channel?
But Logo is running nothing but repeats of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Alice.
Golden.
Remember Alice, the show about the waitress?
Well, Bravo's a gay channel, isn't it?
Not supposed to be, but boy, are they gay.
I mean, Andy Cohen's running it. He's a flame. I mean,
No.
Send us. Yeah, exactly.
And he's a new father now.
I think that's obnoxious.
Yeah,
whatever.
A picture of the baby
whatever that means.
The show
had the baby. Oh, you guys
could surrogate.
Tell us. John Legend's gay, right? John Legend?
I don't know that.
There we go.
No, because I just looked this up. He had two children, but they're both through. He didn't have to have sex with a woman to have his two children.
Really?
They're both in vitro.
Didn't that happen with Tom Cruise, allegedly?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you didn't, you can be gay and have sex with and get a woman pregnant, obviously, because I know
we
people
both
have.
Had sex with women.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times.
Oh, was it for Lent or something?
No.
Anyway. John Legend's married to Gazelle Bundchen.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Who's he married to? Christy Teigen.
But he's giving her a bunch.
Coming,
but there's rumors that he's gay that I'm starting and
Legend,
John Legend. That's his, not his real name.
I can see it happening.
No, but my wife says he walks kind of like he's got a big kind of like a. My wife is a bit of a fag hag, so she knows gays. But she said he walks gay.
She has gaydar.
He's got a big puffy ass. Culo. But then I looked it up. He's never had sex with his wife to get her pregnant. They always use the test tube, the in vitro. So that's a bit of a red flag.
Red flag.
Just joking. Just to relax them.
You don't relax us. I mean, I am a little scared next to him.
No, you should be. It's like sitting next to a fucking. Sitting next to. Don't touch him.
Like those big thighs. Yeah, jackhammer
like,
your ass. Bend
like
over,
to feel
you
like
bitch.
A little. I like to feel like a little
when
man.
When did you find out you were gay? Or when'd you come out?
Just a minute.
I'll catch your.
When he took his shirt off.
Catch your ring on my shoulder hair.
You really need a drum kit. Put the high hand.
Have one there, Gerardo. But they're at their discretion.
You know, that's a good question. I would say I officially acknowledge it. In college, I had lots of experimentation with guys.
And
on
in
the
high school,
team.
You had the great girlfriend.
The rowing team.
You were like
I was a rower.
Sounds like a joke. I was rowing.
An orful joke.
Show you pictures would be no joke.
I bet you not.
There's a rowing joke about a guy who's a dream and he's sleeping next to two guys. He thought he was rowing. He's jerking two guys really? Off.
They call that going skiing.
I haven't seen that.
Or something.
Yeah. Seen that either.
I'm friends
no.
with the Winklevoss twins. I know
the
guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he started Facebook, too.
What the hell are you doing here?
He's waiting on his money. He's waiting on the lawsuit. He's suing the Finkelbangs.
Even if you got 0.17 of that money, you'd
he's
be
going to get paid in ones and zeros with that Bitcoin shit, right?
After they sued Facebook, he's suing them.
Exactly. Cryptocurrency.
So how many guys did you have sex with on the rowing team? Why the rowing team? Because you were on the team?
I was
or
on the team, yeah.
Did you have any
names? Oh, yeah, fraternity brothers. I would say rowing team 4.
That's almost half the team, right?
No, there's 80 guys.
Oh.
And
guys on a boat. You okay, Brian?
Eight guys on a boat and a coxswain.
Beg your pardon?
You grab him first?
Coxswain.
Coxswain.
Wait, so
he's the guy that keeps the beat, right?
And then everybody was just keeping it quiet? Nobody like...
Yeah, this was the 80s. Nobody talked about it.
It was on the total
DL. You had sex with guys and nobody would snitch.
You have a couple beers, you get drunk. Man, what happened? I don't remember. Neither do I.
Really? And then what would happen? You would just blow each other?
Yeah, and then you do whatever. And then
hand job, blow job. Yeah.
This deal about anal penetration is not really... It doesn't happen like that all the time. Very rare.
Especially when you're experimenting.
Yeah. We all had girlfriends. You know?
Of course.
Of course you did.
You're fucking them anally, too.
Your last name.
God damn it. What's that vagina in the way all the time?
Low tide.
Well, my first girlfriend had to be... I told you the story. So I was at this college dance, and I said to this girl, you know, up in my room, I have a model of the Starship Enterprise that lights up. Yeah. So she's like, okay... Yeah, Rick. She goes that, and in her mind, she's like, "What a weird line to get me up to the room." So we go up to the room, open the door, I turn on the model. There's this thing hanging on fish wire, right? Like, model of the Enterprise. She goes, "You really have a model of the Enterprise that lights up?" I'm like, yeah. I said, "We could go back to the party." She says, "No, we are not going back to the party." She closes and locks the door. You remember back in school, we had the two twin beds. She pushes them together, and that's the first time.
What'd you do? Look at the little.
No, she kind of guided the whole process. I had a great time. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, you know.
She got on top of you or something?
No, I was on top, but
she... Airbacker? No, I'm serious, too. You didn't wear a condom, right?
No.
You know what?
Dick wouldn't have stayed hard. If he's fucking a woman with a condom, I can barely... I'm straight. I can barely...
Wait, hey, that, like, that's case. A great... By the way, just as a sidecar, that's a great question. Is it... It's not my imagination. It is really harder to have sex with a condom, right?
Pun intended. Yes.
Yeah. I hate it. I don't like condoms.
No, it's terrible. I'd rather
for straight guys. It's just
I'd rather just jerk off. It's skin on skin.
Yeah. I was just at a whorehouse in Johannesburg, and I had a lot of unprotected sex. And I've had a
did
cold
you take the red eye?
A month and a half. I should probably go.
Are you married?
I am married to a
Does
lady.
Your wife know you were at
to
a
lady.
No, I'm kidding. I was at a whorehouse. It's like a strip club with rooms.
They're not whores. They're nice ladies.
Exactly. When they're
dead. Sports.
When an escort is dead, she's just a hooker. So are you have a boyfriend or what do you have?
Yeah, I have my I have a husband.
Married.
You got married?
City what Hall state? Was right down here in New York when became legal. We've been together 30 years. 32 years, I'm sorry. 32 years. I was cradle robbed.
What's the point of being gay if you have to be monogamous?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay,
makes
so
no sense.
Let's say yeah, let's say
okay.
Are you full around?
No, with each other.
But do you fool around outside the thing?
No.
You don't bring parties in?
That's very, don't you think that's very complicated? It's hard enough with two people. Why are you going to complicate it? Yeah.
I'm all for
it's difficult enough with two.
Yeah.
You add three or four. It's
your,
like,
your husband has never cheated on you.
Not that I know.
That's
of.
Impossible.
And you know, Kevin,
a gay man.
You know what? I don't think he has. If he has, okay. But it's just, yeah.
He's older than you?
5 years older, yeah.
Wow. Is he 85? I'm just kidding.
He looks like what?
84.
He looks like Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, you
said. Does he? Yeah. He's short? And a short and Jewy looking.
I'm gonna go.
I don't know about that.
The
do them in a movie with John Voight where he's.
I'm walking here. I'm going out for a couple hours. Don't ask me what I'm doing. I'm walking here. We're gonna move to Miami. It's cowboy shit. It's strictly fag shit.
Midnight Cowboy. Cowboy. Yeah.
Yeah. Midnight.
Exactly.
Cowboy.
That's my other character.
Made me move to New York watching Midnight Cowboy.
You put on your hat.
Got on a bus.
Looked pretty greasy. That movie was really. You know what movie really is wild to me? Remember Cruising with Al Pacino?
I do.
The fact that they fucking made that movie. There's a scene where he's in a bar and a guy's in a sling getting fisted.
You're right.
I'm like,
they showed that.
Well, they don't show the actual fist going in the guy's asshole, but like they.
No, but it's in the background. It's like this.
Yeah, exactly. I bought the Blu-ray and everything. I was like, come on.
Well, the Blu-ray was clear, but not that clear.
What was it rated? Was it rated R or
G,
X?
Big mistake on their end. It was a
G
double,
for gay.
Double DVD with Bambi.
And that's when the rating system used to just have G. Now it has to have LGBTQ plus.
AA and AAA and XYZ.
But a plus means everything.
We don't know what the plus even, how it got added. I wasn't in the voting committee on that one. What does plus mean?
How do you guys feel about the... Listen, we were talking about transgender. We were talking to transgender people the other day.
I thought you were saying Thanksgiving. I've got an ear infection.
We were talking about, like, they're very flamboyant. Does that, like, bother you guys? Is like, I mean, if you have to take all these people in and then the trans... No, it's just trannies. I don't call them trannies, but the trans...
Okay, the language.
They're very flamboyant. I was at the Newark train station, and they're putting on their wigs and their makeup, and it's just, it's like...
Is that trans or is that drag?
I don't know. You tell me. Are they part of the plus?
Listen, most trans people you probably wouldn't even know. We had a trans person that worked for us that we didn't know.
Was it a guy or a girl?
Guy.
We had no idea he was trans until Caitlyn Jenner came out and we were doing a show. We had another trans person come on. And I said something before we got on air. And I said, you know, I don't really understand because why it's part of the LGBT community, because the T is about a gender identity versus a gender preference, right?
For sex,
preference versus identity. And he had said, well, I'm trans.
Right.
Which shocked both of us. We had no idea. Never knew he used to be.
Dicks fell out of your mouth.
Well.
Oh, my stomach!
So what I'm saying is, I'm
such a hack. I'm worse than him.
We've had.
I'm just nervous. I don't know what to say.
No, but I think a lot of people you might not know are trans. What I think the bigger, for me, one of the.
Yeah, but I'm old. I still get confused with drag queens, and I'm 42.
65.
I get confused with drag queens and transgender people. Like, it's just, I think most people are confused by, like.
Well, drag queens aren't trans.
What are they?
Formers.
Just drag queens.
They're drag queens.
Yeah.
They like
really?
To dress up.
But they're straight.
RuPaul.
Some are gay. Some are straight. But a trans person feels like they were born in the wrong. You know this. They were.
No, I know that.
It's not, honestly.
Well, what is it? But a drag queen just likes to dress up like every day's Halloween or every weekend?
It's a performance.
Every
like Lady Bunny, Wigstock, that whole thing.
It's perfect.
Different than leather guys. Leather is another form of drag, right? Guys who do leather things, wearing harnesses and leather. That's.
I hate when he wears the chaps, the leather chaps with no.
Tom of Finland? Are you kidding me?
No,
strap on a cock ring and strut my shit down Greenwich Street.
No, you want Avenue. The street's way downtown.
Well, I like to be in the dark.
Greenwich Avenue.
Because it's funny with the trans thing. Because I've had sex with a transgender person, a guy that turned into
another,
a girl.
Another mistaken identity.
Did you have the full surgery?
No, it was a dick. Yeah, no dick.
Yeah,
it was,
tell them that story.
Well, it's a long story. But like, basically, I will tell you one thing. It looked like when she
I loved it. I'll tell you one thing. Long story short.
This happened on Tuesday.
I came like a fucking mule in Tijuana.
It was like a hydrant from a fire hydrant in the 4th of July.
Wouldn't stop.
A bunch of Puerto Rican kids dancing in front of my cum. Just like...
I had to put one of those caps on so it wouldn't come out so strongly.
Bingo. So anyway, no.
Limiter.
But it was weird because the vagina looked normal when she was standing up. Right. But when she laid down and she was, my friend was also fucking her. And when he was sucking her, she was sucking his cock. And then I lifted up her legs to eat her pussy. Cause I'm the kind of guy, if I go to a French restaurant, like I'll order the frog legs. Like, so I'm like, I'm going to eat this guy's. Yeah, I'm going to eat this guy's cock.
He's drunk. So you're on blow it up.
I
would say you're very accommodating and friendly. Yeah. And
but I mean, it looked like her vagina was like they had taken her balls and like cut them, squeezed out the juice and the balls that are actually in there, and just kind of made pussy lips. And I licked it, and I tell you, it tasted like a wet penny.
Want to tell you what you really
it
like?
It tasted like a
they
wet penny.
They sliced the penis down the middle and folded in, so you okay. Really just were eating them.
Whatever, that's fine.
That's what I they do. They're he's eating
yeah,
the
they
inside.
Literally
I
penis,
eat the inside of a guy's cock. I felt like Aretha Franklin.
It was worth it for that one.
Yep. But it was funny because I tried to put my penis in that man-made vagina.
That's a pun.
It was too. It was like I have, a pretty girthy, long, thick cock, and it got about.
Here we go again with the long, thick cock. I'll try.
Three times going to be the charm on that one.
Yeah, we've been trying to get him to show it for 2 years, but he won't do it.
This won't fluff me up. I'll tell you what.
I tell you, Brian knows all the terms.
Oh, that's like, yeah.
You could be on the set of a porn movie as the fluffer.
You used to do porn. Yeah, girl on girl.
I used to direct girl on girl and produce girl on girl porn. But it was funny because I got my dick about a third of a way into this man-made vagina.
Right.
But it kept.
Then it stopped.
It just stopped. So I put my hand in, and it felt like a bunch of frozen gummy bears. Oh. I'm trying to push it over to get my dick around it, and it just wasn't working out. So I kind of gave her a little tap on the leg, and I said, "Okay, honey, get on your knees." And I remember she was laying on her back. She managed to go from her back to on her knees, still having my friend's dick in her mouth. It was really impressive.
That's gymnastic. Yeah.
And then I looked at that asshole, and it was like seeing a BMW with cloth seats. It was like this kind of gaping brown man ass. But I had a condom on. I don't want to get her pregnant. And I made love to that asshole. And
you did? You fucked that asshole?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you came?
I came eventually. I had to.
Have you been tested?
It was, I'm good. I'm HIV positive.
Are you sure?
Hey, Garrett, after the show, take this microphone and throw it into a volcano.
Did your friend do it too?
No, he just got his dick sucked. And then
took
later,
an AIDS test, he got a 65.
that's not your joke.
Totally passed.
Somebody else's passed. Joke. And actually, the guy who wrote the joke died of AIDS, so that doesn't bring it on.
Okay.
That doesn't make it all worth
Kevin
it.
Kevin Meaney, we'll miss you.
No, it's Charlie Burnett. Go ahead, caller.
What you got?
For taking my call. Hey, I was just wondering if your two guests have ever docked penises.
Oh.
Ever what?
Docking. Okay, so you know what docking is?
I love it.
So, great call, caller. Great question, caller. I have not. I don't think Tim has, but I have spoken to someone who has. And so docking is either both of you still have your foreskin.
Yep.
And it's cock to cock, and the foreskins go back and forth, so they become.
Oh, that's docking.
That's docking.
Well, I'm cut, so I couldn't do that anyway. But I have used a flesh jack with penis in each end.
It's a new one.
Like
on
a
me.
Flesh, like jerk off two people at the same time?
No, you put yours on one end, the person puts it in the other end. You.
Okay. Yeah, but docking is a lot more intimate because you both.
I lost my appetite.
It's intimate. Yeah.
I've never heard of docking.
Okay. Yeah. I was out in Palm Springs and some guy was talking after a couple cocktails. He's like, "Yeah, the other night I docked that guy." And I was like,
"Are you guys cut?"
Yeah, I'm cut.
Yeah, I'm cut.
Yeah, so we can't
I'm a little too cut.
We can't.
They call my penis Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Is it girthy?
Because of the helmet.
It's black.
Thick and really big and thick.
It's got the helmet.
And it's going to the dark side. Because of black guys.
See, and he laughs at his own jokes.
So that's the joke that's on a pun.
If nobody else laughs, he'll just laugh.
I get right in there.
He sees everything he does.
Oh, okay, here's a question for you guys. Any more questions about docking or sounding or felching or.
Ooh. Garrett, do you know about docking?
Of course.
Yeah.
How did Garrett know?
Oh, no. Garrett, now
Garrett
you know,
knows everything.
I told you the answer.
Garrett knows everything.
Can we pull up a docking video, maybe?
Oh, that's hard to find.
How about that band, Docking?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Let's do their video. Right.
Every time I
go ahead, caller. We got another call.
Paul's
right. Hey, OVO Cool Cat here.
Hey, buddy.
It's going to be about docking.
Yeah. It's all gay show today, Co.
Okay. All I got to say about docking is this. I heard it's a lot better than going on the poop deck.
This guy. guy's...
this guy's all right.
All right.
That's a good one.
Good time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Right.
Okay, did you buy that joke on sale?
Get it? On sale?
Right. Hey, Brian.
Yo.
I was just going to ask you, where were you this morning on morning with Bill Schwartz and Mary Jo? Were you on the Catholic Channel? Did I miss you? Or
I know,
where
I fucked
were
up.
You?
I forgot. I have, like, the trainer from 9 to 10 and then therapy from 12:30 to 1. I just forgot today. I forgot to come in. There's no excuse for it. I'm actually embarrassed. And if it wasn't Bill Schwartz, I would be mortified. But I do apologize that I wasn't there. I would have come to do the show, but my Wednesdays are busy, busy, busy. Oh my!
Hey, good call, Elvio. Thanks for calling in.
Trying to carry.
All
you
right,
have a question?
See you guys later.
Given the laughter in the booth, I wonder if Garrett actually did find a video that you might be
looking
for.
Could you please, Garrett?
Did you find the video?
Come on, Garrett. You're like a.
Oh, that's docking?
That's docking, yeah.
I never heard of such a thing.
It's foreskin to foreskin.
I've never been so happy to be blind in my life.
And they put one over the other. And
I'll never be able to unsee that.
No, you cannot unsee
this. Shock the monkey.
And Garrett, you are a detective. You are a hardy boy.
I was in Garrett's bookmarks. Who are you kidding?
Really, it's not really that. It's just not. It's really nothing, right?
Yeah, but it must feel nice to have another guy's foreskin on the head of your cock.
Is it?
What it is?
Yeah,
because, if you aren't cut, your dick is really sensitive. So
the one guy's doing.
Brian's
one
right
guy's
about
doing
that.
All the work.
Yeah,
one guy's
that.
Using, and the other guy's just. Is he have no hands?
There,
oh, there
you go.
There you go.
There you go. He's getting in there.
Oh.
Freezer to the oven.
One guy's dick is a little bit wider.
Let's see where he smacked it.
If you think it's better, but it's not.
Oh, they're just playing a game, see if it sticks together, see if it's really
wow.
Fun.
Wow, those foreskins. Yeah. Look at all that we're missing without a foreskin.
That's more an eight skin.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, that's
a rough. Dog's life.
So when you guys see that, does that turn you on, or you just...
Not me, no.
Do you guys watch, you like porn, right?
Oh, sure. Who doesn't like porn? Although, I got to say, when I was younger, I thought all of porn was made by people who ran away from home and had guns to their heads. Then I had my mind changed about that.
What do you mean?
Wait, tell me.
Because then I realized that people actually got paid big bucks to do porn.
Yeah.
Not big bucks.
Well, bucks. Yeah, not big bucks.
I mean, the girls, back in the day, the women made some money. The guys never got paid, right? No. They're just the stunt
dicks. You get about $5,000.
They're the stunt
dicks. No, they're just like, does your dick work? Come here.
You're a big one, yeah.
Yeah. I like for my gay porn.
What do you guys watch for gay
porn? I dated a porn star.
Really?
Yeah.
You can look him up. His name is Spencer. What the hell was his name? Matt Spencer.
That's a very
so old. That was Tracy Spencer.
No, Matt Spencer. He's a porn star. He's one
Tracy.
Of the biggest penises.
Oh, damn it.
I think that was his name, Matt Spencer. Yeah, Matt
Spencer. That was his porn name,
Falcon.
Matt Spencer.
Porn name, Matt Spencer.
It's not very sexy.
How'd you meet him?
I met him at a bar in Philly. There he is.
Oh, wow. Gorgeous.
And friends of mine, I didn't know he was a porn star until they took me to the TLA video store in Philly. We walked by and I saw the boxes with him on there.
The
I'm like, hey,
TLA
that looks like,
video store.
That looks like the
now
guy.
Now I
got to
go online for
you.
Everything.
Fucked this guy?
A lot.
Wow.
And he was the.
He could suck his own penis, too.
Really?
Yeah, it was that big.
Let's get him in here.
Okay.
He's in there.
Wait. So you guys weren't afraid you got AIDS all the time from fucking these porn stars?
You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
And what would you do with him? Cover him up?
We'd have lunch. And
yeah, but would
dinner.
You put a condom on him?
It's usually brunch.
Or you just jerk him off or whatever, blow him.
Condoms are for fags.
I mean, we'd use condoms on occasion, yeah.
And you knew he was a porn star. And this was
no, I did not.
That
no.
Before
I did
you
not know.
Him.
This was after AIDS and everything.
90s.
What's the gay scene in Philadelphia? Is it good?
That's a great question.
It's called Spruce like Street, right? Spruce Street?
The Gayborhood.
What's the name? Is it still downtown?
Gayborhood. There's Woody's and there's a few. But you know what? It's like every other city. The gay bars are disappearing. Just like independent bookshops or record stores.
Well, you're right. It's true, actually. You're right. There's like it's interesting because
it's like New York. I mean, there's a few gay bars.
There's a lot of gay bars in Hell's Kitchen, but they all used to be downtown before.
Yeah. Right. Chelsea.
There's gay bars in Hell's Kitchen more now?
Yeah, and Chelsea's now stroller land. It's like all straight people and kids being rolled
still
around.
Still a couple of places where you can buy. I like to do
bookstores and stuff.
Animal nitrate sometimes.
Poppers.
Poppers.
I do poppers once in a while. Just what I'm jerking off.
You have a day with the kids?
Bottle you have there. What is that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly the 5-hour energy. That's exactly what a popper bottle, yeah.
When you have a day with the kids, you'll do a couple of poppers.
Kids out of the house. After I go to the gym, I got a nice dirty sweat sock, and I put some poppers on it.
You got to be careful with that, though. Are you doing Viagra or anything?
No, I got no.
He don't need it. His dick is so girthy.
Yeah, it's girthy.
Have you heard?
There you go. The magic thing is three.
I heard it's thick and girthy.
Oh, it's girthy.
Are you trimming yourself and keeping it neat and trimmed?
Little bit.
Tim, tell him about how the house house has to look.
You got to keep. You got to trim the hedge, make the house look bigger.
Yeah, but I'm almost.
That's what you do.
Keep the shrubs trimmed. The house looks bigger.
I'm working on my fat pad. We have a doctor named Dr. Steve.
Yeah, Dr. Steve says every 20 pounds you lose, you gain an inch on
your
dick.
Penis. Yeah. I heard it was 10 pounds, but whatever. Yeah,
yeah,
it
doesn't matter. I don't want to walk around 14 inches. Too much.
You lose
cock, right?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Brian, you lose 100 pounds, your dick is like 2 feet long. Your wife's like, you're embarrassing us. You got to put the weight back on.
Long Dong Silver.
It's like De Niro when he gained all that weight to play Jake LaMotta.
Jake LaMotta.
What the heck are you doing, honey?
Fuck my wife.
Your dick is gigantic.
I can't go to the beach.
Kids are playing on it at the park. The kids are swinging on it.
So do you guys go to only gay places? Like, do you go to only Fire Island, Province Town?
No. Back in the day, that was what you did to escape.
So there's only gay bars in Philadelphia are where? Like,
that's
Street and
they're on they're in the gayborhood, which was technically still the gay area in town.
I'm from Philadelphia, so
it's Spruce, Locust, Walnut.
All right.
13th Street.
All right.
Walnut.
What they call
Broad
the gayborhood. But that's also turned
into near Broad Street.
Trying to change the name of it to Midtown
Broad
Village.
Street. Get these broads away from us.
They don't want to call it gayborhood anymore, and there's more businesses coming in and pushing
it. Yeah, that's an expensive area anyway, right?
Now it is. Never used to be. Used to be lots of transients and hookers and street workers and gays.
And my mother.
Stores.
And my mother.
He's from Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I'm from Baltimore, hon.
How are you, hon?
Oh, real nice. You know, we used to have a hippo, real nice gay bar there.
The hippo.
Yeah, gayety's a good bar. A little on the nose for me, as far as I'm concerned. But
Gayety? It's called Gayety?
It was a bar called the Gayety, right.
There was never much imagination in the bar names.
Is there still a place in New York called the Manhole?
Yep. No, not anymore.
There should be.
The Anvil.
Well, that was a bathhouse, wasn't it?
I don't know.
They didn't clean me up.
Or is that the West Side Club?
Irish Spring.
That's the West Side.
Read about
Club.
It.
I feel dirty, in fact.
What was the big leather bar that you began with an L?
The Anvil.
Lore
was a big one, right?
Leather,
I used to go to
uniform,
the Lorelei.
Rubber, et cetera. That's what that stood for.
Rawhide used to was big. It was on 8th Avenue, like 20th Street. I used to live near
there. That was a little too, you know.
Yeah, you want to be in the West Side.
It
was in
Boots and Saddles.
It was right in the center of Chelsea, right?
I would go, but I wasn't necessarily in the leather scene, but I would go to the bar.
Did you dress up? Like, would you wear, like...
No. You guys both are from Philadelphia?
Okay. Philly, New York. I'm here.
I say, but you spent a lot of
time... From Connecticut, originally.
Originally in Connecticut, yeah.
But you both spent a lot of time in the New York gay scene.
Me more than Tim, because...
And I would come up just, because it was...
You had a partner for so long that you probably missed out on a lot of stuff.
No, we went out. We went to bars and clubs.
You never had a threesome or whatever.
No, we were not going out shopping, so to speak.
And he's okay with that?
To go out and just...
To just have one partner as a gay man?
I'm going to ask him now. This is an interesting question.
I would think that's part of the deal. As a gay man, you fuck a lot. You fuck a lot.
It's like the benefit of being gay. You're like,
that's why you're like, I'm gay! Yay!
You like engage your id, your primal sexual identity.
You say you
you're
never have to...
gaze down.
I know. You never have to say no to anything. You just go, yeah, let's do it.
With the time I have left, I must up my game and get out there and start fucking everything.
That ship is sailed. What year is that? The 80s? 33?
We met in 85 or 86.
Oh, good time.
How'd you guys meet?
Workplace romance.
God, could you be any more boring as a gay person?
I know.
Not only that, we're a nice guy. Yellow Pages or something?
Yeah, we used to work for an agency that did advertising for the Yellow Pages. Yeah. You remember the Yellow Pages?
Right.
Yeah. Amco.
You can talk to F.
NG. And Q.
There you go. No, not Q. We've all decided we don't like Q.
You couldn't even call the Yellow Pages because all those gooks.
Hello. Is your refrigerator running? So I better catch it.
See? What does that have to do with the Yellow Pages?
Well, just the yellow part.
No, I got that, but he just makes his own connection.
You look at the Yellow Pages, half an hour, you forgot the number again.
As it's Chinese food. Half an hour later, you're hungry again. That's what I have to deal with. It's like dealing with it's like working with a dog or a monkey.
I don't know.
Don't work with kids or monkeys, but I picked.
Leave Jimmy Martinez out of this.
Oh, snap. Take that out. Take that part out. It's going to kill us.
Racist joke. It's all right.
Anyway.
Actually, we talk about that a lot. The era that we grew up in, people. Stereotypes played a large part of humor.
Right.
You know, yeah. Sammy Davis Jr. used to come on stage and say, you know, the black Jews here. You know, nowadays you would not.
Yeah.
You couldn't get away
you
with
still,
it.
If you do a roast, you can. But
they used to do a thing where they would do like Dean Martin when they would do those fucking Rat Pack things.
Yeah.
Dean Martin would bring out like a watermelon on like a Gyarados.
Are you serious?
And he'd be like, "Okay, Sam, it's time for your dinner." And they'd like slice it up, and he'd be like, "Ah, thank you, Dean Martin." Like,
and Sammy did that?
Yeah, Sammy would do it. Yeah.
Well, wow. The check clear. What's he gonna say? No.
Right. I mean, right.
He's happy for the work.
Check cleared.
Better than working in the kitchen.
Doobie doobie doo.
No, because I think it's mostly like an East Coast thing. Because if you do like ethnic humor, even now it works in Philly, you know, East Coast. But if it's, you know, if the more woke there is, it doesn't work. If the crowd's younger, it doesn't work. If you do ethnic humor in fucking Edinburgh, I bombed for a fucking month doing it.
Is that why Lisa Lampanelli got out of it?
I don't know, but she's, I don't know. She's got a lot of issues.
I just saw something where they said that she felt like she couldn't do the humor.
No, it's not so much that she lost weight. She wanted to become like something else.
A life coach.
Yeah, she wanted to become.
I want to do shows where the people come and I tell them how to change their lives for the better. I broke up with Jimmy Big Balls. You're like, can you please just jump in a fucking wood chipper?
It would be like if Gleason back in the honeymooner, if Gleason said, "I'm going to lose all this weight and become a life coach." His humor was he was the fat guy, right?
Right.
Yeah. And he was mean because if you're mean and ugly, you can be abusive.
Like a Don Rickles kind.
Yeah, like Lisa Lamp. You know,
Lampanelli.
if you're ugly and a woman, she can say whatever she wants. But I think she got sick of it. Plus, the crowd, there was probably more of a pushback now. You know,
didn't some
she
guy
was
like
on
go
TV
on
TV and she did it? People would be like, "That's not right."
Right. But she was also very thin skinned, and you know, she'd do these roasts, and she'd be like, "Greg Giraldo was mean to me," so he took the easy way out.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
I just did a benefit for his kid's school.
Never go to bed angry.
For his kid's school.
You guys, you live with your partner?
No. Well, we have a house we share, and then we both have our own places.
You two are up to some
what?
Shit.
Look on Kevin's face.
Oh, Philly
that
is so affordable still. So
we have a house in Delaware.
Oh,
and then we have, and then
oh, someone's doing well. I didn't realize Pierre DuPont was here.
Really.
Rehoboth Beach. Wait,
yeah, Rehoboth Beach. How'd you know?
Is it? I don't know. That's
where Homo.
You know where the gays are? Yeah. So Rehoboth Beach.
Are?
We have a house in Rehoboth Beach.
That's one spot where they are. Yeah.
Then he lives. We both live in Philly in separate places.
Maintain separate homes.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
It works out fine.
So you rendezvous on the weekend in Delaware?
Yeah. We see each other. We had dinner with each other on Monday night. We'll probably have dinner tonight.
And then you go your separate ways.
Yeah, which I like.
I got to get a place in Delaware so I can do it with my wife.
And he likes it too. I mean, it's, you know what?
Being with somebody after a while, you just got, come on, man.
You could afford
like separate bedrooms.
You need your private time.
Now, he doesn't like that. But I think John, I don't know how John has done it so many years as long as he's done it because I do like my space. I've used to living alone. I've lived all over the country. So I'm used to living alone and being by myself. I'm not so sure you could do that.
So in Delaware, you have your own bedroom?
I like to, but I go in the other room, he'll go in. Follow me.
Oh, crook.
What a fag.
I like to cuddle. I'm going to cuddle with you tonight.
No, we don't.
Whether you
don't
like
cuddle.
It or not.
No cuddle.
Oh, he's doing Cary Grant.
Cary Grant, I'm here to cuddle you, whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, we'll do some amyl nitrate and watch
and then you'll
moon
like
shadows.
It.
I meant to say moonlighting. By the way, you couldn't afford Smyrna.
Well, there's a good bra there for you can get some good.
Oh, that's why gay people got to make because you don't have to have kids. You fuck all you want, and that's why you're so gay and happy.
That's the part that we like. Lately, a lot of our friends are having kids.
Yeah, but then they'll realize kids are it's a double.
It's a lifelong.
It ruins your asshole shitting those kids out.
Yeah, but kids are expensive, and then it cuts into, and then you can't do what you want. It's
you
fucking
brunch.
Nightmare. Then you
you're married.
Yeah.
So if you had
happily,
no, but
I'm kidding, honey. Where's the camera? What camera
if your wife, or what if you had a great opportunity in another city, and you had to go there for a year or two on an assignment? Would you do it?
Well, my wife would want me to take it just so I get out of the house.
Right, so yeah. It could work, right?
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Oh, she's Panamanian. That's right.
She's Panamanian. He can go do whatever he wants. He wants to leave for two years or 5 years. I don't give a fuck. Just send him money. Okay? These kids need Lamborghinis. These kids need braces.
Are you married?
I am married.
He's married to a fine
name is Kaniqua.
Good lady.
Right. Kaniqua Hyundai.
He was married to her. Her family was came over in the boat together in the first ship, right?
Yeah, my wife's family arrived in America in 1615 or something like that.
So. She's like a Mayflower lady.
D.A.R.
And they end up in daughter of the revolution.
Yes,
they end up in New Jersey, Chatham, New Jersey. Chatham, so they're not they're not the class.
You know, Rodney Frelinghuisen? Rodney Frelinghuisen, his father is a signer. So Rodney's got it. He does a Christmas party. Oh, the crab croquettes.
He was a signer. That's the declaration.
Yeah, you got to get these guys at your thing, at your show on Friday for your beach party.
Love to have you for the beach party.
You know, but I don't want a beach party where you're only taking, you need props.
Well, we had
no, there was no, nothing blow up toys. There was nothing.
Ooh, Speedo. We vacation in the winter in Grand Cayman at the Ritz-Carlton. And
nobody cares what hotel.
But this is all setting the tone of rich Cayman Islands, Ritz-Carlton.
You guys go to his house. You're going to be doing a lot of docking, if you know what I mean.
Sounding. You know what sounding is?
I don't like the idea of it, though.
No, sounding, I'm not into sounding. I'm not fucking any guy. Guy's dick hole.
Oh, no, no, no.
No. So with your 35-year-old relationship, how long have you guys, you have sex every week? Or?
Every week, twice a week.
Do you top or bottom?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Do you top or bottom? Or do you even?
You both come or what happens?
Yeah.
That's that when people have sex, they come.
No, but I thought if the top comes, what does the bottom?
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Oh, yeah, they should. They should.
I don't know if you don't have defined roles, do you?
If there were, I'd be more top.
Okay.
Right. You're the more masculine?
How's that possible?
I meet this guy.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Walks around like this.
Little Lord Fauntleroy?
Oh, I forget Little Lord Fauntleroy. I like that one.
I'd see you guys in a street fight. I'll take this, honey.
You're not. Yeah. That would be a sight.
Anyway.
So
you both twice a week?
Yep.
Clockwork? You have days?
It's important.
Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, the weekend. Sunday. And what time?
Morning time.
What's going on?
You wake up?
Yeah, after wake up, yeah.
After brunch?
Before.
Somebody's in here.
Wow. So you guys are on a strict schedule.
It's kind of like clockwork, but I tell you.
Clockwork.
It works.
And then the weekdays, you're nothing.
Well, that's because everybody's too busy on the weekdays.
We're busy.
My wife's excuse.
No, that's
you
my
did
problem.
That so
I work,
well.
I work at busy. Night. I work at night, and my wife always wants me to, you know, but it's like it's not.
You're tired at night.
It's like the karaoke track.
No, it's not a great schedule because on the weekends I work night. Now I'm working during the day. I'm very busy, and I, you know, whatever. So she's not happy.
Yeah, my wife has quit her job, and so I told her that we were going to have sex every day that she wasn't working, you know, during the week.
To try to get her to work again?
Exactly.
Well, that's an incentive. Yeah.
Drive her out of the house. With this girthy cock chasing you around the...
She's working. Flopping. How are your balls? Are your balls big?
Balls are tiny.
Oh, tiny balls.
I mean, a tiny, but I'm telling you.
He's legally blind and legally drunk.
I have been told by more than five people that I have the most beautiful penis they've ever seen.
By more than five people.
I told you to keep that a secret.
Oh, Garrett.
Oh, Garrett.
You were one of the five, girl. Who are you fucking kidding?
Are you cheating on me, Garrett?
Right.
You and I've got a thing going on our show.
Yeah, is that how that works?
First of all, why would you not show it if it's so beautiful?
I got to get it fluff. I got to get it like.
Two guys here.
He's married and he's, I don't know what he's got going on.
From Delaware.
He's got separate rooms and a house that they share.
He has intimacy issues. I would want to make
I'm taking a bus to Delaware.
Here's how you could get me hard. You would make out and I'd rub your belly.
Train doesn't go to Rehoboth.
Train
doesn't. Your nipples touched?
I mean, try. I don't know. I don't know.
No, you either know whether it's.
You know, you don't. Yeah. Yeah. You're wired or you're not wired.
I don't think you're wired.
I had my nipples sucked at a strip club a long time ago. and that was pretty nice. So maybe.
What was that, Monday?
Yes.
Rick's?
Gallagher's.
I went there. Oh, yeah, he was just there last week.
I was thinking
right?
It. When you said strip club, I was remembering the last time I was at a strip club was Baby Doll. Is that downtown? Murray Street, maybe?
No, you're thinking of New York Dolls.
New York Dolls. And I go in.
So.
What is New York Dolls for $200, Alex?
What is New York? And it was a bachelor party.
Stripper Jeopardy. My wife would be like, oh, my God, you know so much.
Right. It's a bachelor party, and this girl comes out, very beautiful. She had a leather bodice on and boots that went up her thigh.
By the way, no straight guy would know what a bodice is.
is. Yeah,
they
I know.
Pronounce a Bodice.
A Bodici. And
thank you.
I was clapping. And I thought she was great. Everybody was looking at me like I'm a fag. And people are putting the dollar bills across. I'm fascinated by this whole thing of the guy sitting at the table, folds the bill up, puts it across. She gets it. She comes off the stage. She comes over to where we're standing. And I said, "You were fantastic, and I love your outfit." And she looks at me, and she goes, "You are so gay."
They just move on because they know you're not going to get many
exactly,
money.
Exactly, exactly. Right. We did buy her a drink, though. We did buy her a drink, and she was very appreciative, and she did chat for about 2 minutes before she had to go make her money.
Yeah, I was in Atlanta with my friend Desmond, who's my daughter, one of my kids' godfathers, and we were roommates, and he's gay, and he's gorgeous, and he's black.
Very tall.
Very tall. And you know,
that means almost definitely means he's got a long cock, right?
Alvin Elliott.
It's the feet usually that give that away.
But also for the guy's tall. He's kind of,
well, then proportionally, it's like young Frankenstein. He must have a big...
If he's a tall black dude, he's going to have a little dick. It's almost impossible.
If it
right?
was little, that would be a horrible cosmic.
I've been with black men that had small penises.
He's not tall.
He's a medium.
Tall, right?
He's not
6 foot four.
All guys with a small.
But I took him to the pink pony.
Generally, you're right.
Maybe you didn't get the guy turned on. Maybe it's on you.
I know, he got turned on.
So Desmond and I were in Atlanta. I took him to the Pink Pony, and we go to
another great pony. Name, the Pink Pony.
The Pink Pony, right. Strip club.
Manhole, the Pink Pony.
A strip club in his whole. He's gold star. Never been to a strip club his whole life. We walk in, he goes, "Oh my God, look at her shoes." I was like, she could have cloven hooves. I wouldn't even notice. I'm like, when she has feet.
Look at her shoes.
Look at her shoes.
Look at those. She's wearing Prada.
Do you guys suck toes and all that stuff? Do you do like creepy stuff? I mean, women want their toes sucked, but I don't want to do
their
that.
Their soes tucked?
Their soes tucked. Doing 5 shows a week.
Does she have a pedi? Huh? She's done a pedicure, you could do it.
No, but is that a thing in the gay community? Like
for some
toes?
It is, yeah. For some, but not for me.
What are you guys into?
More for women, right?
Pretty vanilla, I feel like.
Very vanilla.
All right.
Very vanilla.
And you pretty, I think you're a little less vanilla.
I'm a little less. John always says I want to keep the party going.
Oh, Tim loves
the
party.
The stripper's tits, you know. I mean,
right. Yeah.
Going in
yeah,
you're
yeah,
the
yeah.
party guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait. So when you watch porn with your partner, do you watch like boring porn, or is it like S&M kind of a stuff?
Wuthering Heights.
I don't think you watch porn with your partner.
Yeah, we do.
Really?
You just is that like a cooking show, and you guys get
no, you know, it's like you go to like nowadays. It's so nowadays. Back in the day, you used to go to a store. You used to look at the boxes, remember?
Right,
and you'd be like,
right.
Okay, I like this one.
Right.
Now you go to Pornhub.com. Put in.
You sit there and watch it on the big TV or the computer, the
throw
laptop?
Throw it up the TV through the
Wi-Fi. Someone's doing well. Someone's got an Apple TV.
Wi-Fi.
Right.
He's got three places to fuck somebody.
Yeah, this guy's like a...
He's got the spare room.
His place, the other guy's place.
By the way, I will be in Philadelphia this weekend.
Whereabouts?
I don't know yet.
Oh, yeah,
what are you
I'll
going
be
to
in
Philadelphia
Delaware.
For? Bruce was telling us you're going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm going... my wife just turned 50. She is going, one of her presents is I'm flying one of her friends in from San Francisco. So she's going to come in tomorrow. And then I'm just getting her other friends coming from D.C. And I'm just getting out of Dodge. I'm just
going
to go. Where
somewhat,
are you going?
I thought maybe she was going to like ring the Liberty Bell since she's a daughter of the revolution.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Where are you going according to your wife?
No, she'll know on Thursday night. I'm going to tell her Thursday. Her friend's going to show up. I bought this giant bag.
She doesn't know you're leaving?
No. I bought this giant bag. I'm going to put her friend in the bag, and then she'll come upstairs. We have a substantial co-op.
So this is all a surprise?
Yeah, it's a surprise. So she'll be in the living room, like a downward dog, and then I'll say, there's your surprise. She's going to open the bag. Her friend Michelle's going to pop out and be like, hey.
No, that's not going to work. You're blind.
Just here on Park Slope this is going to happen?
Yeah.
Then you're going to head to Philly.
And
going to Philly with?
We're having lunch at Le Bernardin, 7 of us. And then after lunch, Le Bernardin?
Nobody.
Eric Repairs.
In Philadelphia or here?
Like there's a Le Bernardin in Philadelphia.
That guy used to have a place in Philadelphia, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of Steve Schaefer.
A big fan.
Right. God bless you.
So you're having lunch, then you're heading out of heading out of town.
Then I'm going to jump on the train to Trenton, and then I'll be having happy hour at Cheerleaders off
with
of Oregon.
With
who? My buddy Creepy Carl lives down there.
And you're going to stay at his house?
You're going to Cheerleaders off Delaware Avenue?
Yeah, you know where Cheerleaders is, right?
Well, what's the word? The face?
The docks
aghast.
Are down there.
Yeah,
that's where all the docks are.
Well.
And so what, where's
anchors away, my boys, anchors away.
Where does your wife think you're going?
She'll know. I'm going to tell her I'm going to Philadelphia. And I'm going to price line some kind of bullshit hotel by the Betsy Ross Bridge and fucking do two nights in Philly.
Blow and...
I don't know. Whatever.
What do you mean, I don't know?
No, just gonna. I know a lot. I used to make TV, a lot of TV in Philadelphia, so I know a lot of people down there. So
what kind of TV were you doing?
Pay-per-view television.
Yeah.
At Foreman Mills.
We were Foreman Mills.
Yeah, we're exactly right. Right, right. The New Alhambra.
I used to make TV. You sound like an autistic producer. I used to make TV.
Captain
Kangaroo. I make Captain Cunt-Garoo.
I always wondered why those commercials were so. Well, you're blind.
Yeah. I would do a tracking shot.
I can understand.
Instead of a dolly?
They were always blurry.
Instead of a dolly, a docking. No, it's a docking shot.
They were blurry.
Yeah, we're going to go to Chicken Pete's.
I wonder if you have to write a description for today's show. Is it just be like docking?
I'm going
to
eat
docking 101.
Yeah. On Saturday.
We'll discuss docking.
It's a place I like Tony Luke's.
Have you been to Pat's and Gino's?
Oh, yeah. I prefer Tony
Luke's. Terrible. That cheese whiz, it's fucking disgusting.
It's wet.
Yeah, I don't do the cheese. I do
them cheese wit.
W-I-T. Yeah, but if they put cheese whiz on, it's disgusting. It ruins the cheesesteak.
Right. I get American cheese. Or maybe sharp.
White. You don't get that yellow fucking cheese.
That's you're not doing the right thing.
Let me have some cheese for my sandwich.
Go to Ishka Bibbles if you want something.
What was that? Ishka Bibble?
It's on South Street.
That's the name of some from Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, for God's sake.
Why don't you meet Tim or John and while you're in Philadelphia?
John's in New York. I'm in Philly. But
I forgot.
But where are you going to be? Oh, at the beach.
That'd be great.
Probably
party and play.
I might be in Delaware.
You might meet the castle at the beach.
Party number down there?
So you don't go to Delaware every weekend? Sometimes you
generally,
don't go?
You know, in the summer.
You work it out with your buddy.
He goes every weekend regardless.
Sometimes you're like, fuck it, I'm not going.
Sometimes
I would be gay like this guy. I'd be like, you go to Delaware.
Have fun. Let me know about it.
I want to sit home and watch a game like a man.
February.
I watch football in this winter. I'll do that. Yeah.
But Richard,
does he get mad? Does he get mad when you watch him football?
Where are you?
I'm in Delaware.
I've been here for a fortnight waiting for you.
Listen, I've cleaned the plates for you. It'd be very nice.
Oh,
I made this home really nice.
By the way, that's
an enema.
One thing the partner is.
He's fastidious and really
when
clean.
When they leave the house, they literally go room by room, and they almost put like hazard tape. This room is clean.
Yeah,
it's like
closed.
Poltergeist.
You're
this
a slob,
house is
and
clean.
I'm not a slob, but I live in it.
Yeah, that's what my wife will say. My wife will be like, I like to be comfortable in my own house, but it means a slob.
You're not allowed to leave your shoes at the door.
Anything goes everywhere, and I'm one of 10, so I was raised in like a basically military.
One of 10?
Oh, so yeah, you're the neat freak.
Yeah, I'm the neat one, and she's like, well, what's the problem? I'm like, you like garbage? You like to look at, you like the smell of bananas?
Also, if you got a house.
Panamanian, maybe she do.
If she got a housekeeper,
anyway,
she look like maybe you could be gay, maybe, huh?
I have a little gay, I have a little OCD, and I like a big girthy cock.
You like things clean. You want to learn.
You like things clean. I
having
learn
a Panamanian wife, she probably be like
a lot of questions.
The guy asks a lot of questions, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. You do a good mimic.
If I had to go to jail, I'd be not gay for about an hour, and then I go up to the biggest black guy and just start sucking his dick, you know, for protection.
I was gonna say,
hey, you a real nigga.
Supposed to fight him, but I would just start. I'd be like, "Give me that cock."
You would.
I would work the balls because I know all those things my wife doesn't do. So I would work the balls, work the balls on the fucking chest.
That's a trigger. That's a trigger.
He said trigger.
Trigger. That was a T.
Anyway. Yeah.
Also, having a Panamanian wife, if you got a housekeeper, she'd probably know her.
Right?
Because all
the fucking thing, if I got a housekeeper, my wife would clean the place before the housekeeper came.
Totally, yeah.
That's what you do. Like, if someone's coming over, because she'll be like, no, we just lived in. I go, well, how come when someone's coming over, it's fucking clean? So why don't we just live like that, where it's fucking clean?
Because if that's not
a normal state, then why are we doing it when someone's coming over? Why when you go to a Marriott is there not clothes laying all over the fucking? Because it's disrespectful. You're fucking disrespectful to your lover. He wants to keep it clean. You're like, you're OCD.
He wants to get married, but we haven't gone.
When I met my wife, when we first got married, I was out of town. I told my wife, write a check for the rent, and she bounced the check. She didn't have money for the rent. It wasn't even that
I like
long.
To play basketballs.
So I said to her, you know how many checks I bounced in my life? I go, zero. She goes, because you're OCD. So I'm a fucking freak because I don't write checks that my fucking ass can't clear. Whatever the expression is.
Clear. I can clear.
What's the expression?
It's culo. Don't write checks with your ass that your fucking culo can't cash. I know.
A hack. He's a lovable a hack drunk at 1.15. He's probably at 1.5.
With a big, girthy.
With a gigantic cock.
Yeah. Huge.
Girth. That's the word I'm taking away from this show. I'm taking
guys love. I probably will
I'm
pull
taking
out
two words away from this show. This I'm taking docking and girth.
Okay, good. Remember, and by the way,
make sure those are in the notes.
Not to do my plugs, but I'll be showing my cock on the Betsy Ross Bridge at around midnight. On
I would love that.
Friday
I would love
night.
That.
You don't want Betsy Ross. You want Ben Franklin.
Is it better?
Yeah. Well,
Walt Whitman's a gay bridge, and that's right where the strip club is.
Leaves Walt Whitman's a gay bridge?
Well, Walt Whitman was gay.
Yeah, Leaves
he was?
Of Ass. Yeah. You ever know his poem, Leaves of Ass?
So it's Walt Whitman, Ben Franklin, Betsy Ross. Boom, boom.
All right.
Walt Whitman was gay. I didn't know that.
Dangerous.
And that's so weird because that's like the toughest part of town, South Philly, coming in. And the Eagles play right there, all the sports teams.
This is kind of a deep cut. But you know when you're driving down Philadelphia and you're on, you go by Dave and Buster's and there's that like cruise ship that looks like it's like an abandoned, haunted cruise ship. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
When I made wrestling down there, we used to tell the girls who drive by, we go, that's a Titanic. They would go, really? Yeah, they brought it up and they put it in the Delaware River, and that's the Titanic.
It's the USS America, which was the fastest sailing ship across the Atlantic.
Oh, the SS America.
Or the SS America.
Hey, you guys, do your plugs. We got to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. The poop deck. OVO.
Where you're going to be at the cheerleaders this weekend?
I'll be at cheerleaders. Sis, boom, ba. I'm coming in my pants.
So if you're in Philadelphia, go over. What are you going to be there both nights?
Yeah, I'll be at the Comfort Inn probably by the Betsy Ross Bridge. And then
are you going to be at cheerleaders Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday.
Definitely
shows.
Saturday.
The Comfort Inn. Yeah. The Comfort Inn.
Tom. The Bridge View.
They spell it C-U-M-M.
Oh, yeah.
I actually see him as a hojo guy.
Well, you know, listen.
Howard Johnson.
We'll just go. He ends up where he ends up.
I like the pancakes.
That's a rolling stone.
He gets fucked up enough and he doesn't know.
I have so many Star Wars points. I don't know if there's a Sheraton or something. I'll figure the whole thing out.
They're also with Marriott now, so you can use your
points. They did a big merger.
There's actually a great Sheraton right in Society Hill.
Oh, really? Society Hill.
Well, Society Hill goes well with the Daughters of the American Revolution.
What's that place that starts with the B? It's a nice old restaurant. Starts with a B.
Balls?
No. Yeah, Bookbinders.
Closed.
Very good. I like this guy.
Closed.
Closed, really?
Yeah, no one's going there. Nobody wants turtle soup.
I heard it's just
turtles.
I heard it's a shell of it. So
they don't want turtle soup, but they do want girth, and they do want to learn about docking.
Well, let's snap to it. And then
if you're in Philadelphia, I know we have fans in Philadelphia. Go to cheerleaders definitely on Saturday.
Hit me up at Brian 10. P. McCarthy on Twitter. Remember, folks, we have new T-shirts. BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to shop. Promo code gay for pay. Look, we got a couple of them right there. And you go to gay for pay, you get $5 off a shirt. We have a new one today. The new one today was, for me, foreplay is apologizing. So that's a new shirt today that people enjoy.
Wow.
And the other one is, I'm
incapable. Comes up with these, you?
Yeah. And the other one says, I'm
incapable. You get them off of fortune cookies.
Kevin, I go with B.
I think fortune cookies.
And the other one says, I'm incapable of enjoying anything. And then the third one, for you guys, there's one that says, I met my boyfriend the old-fashioned way in the men's room.
That's only straight guys that do that.
Yeah, exactly.
And at truck stops, usually.
Right.
We got to wrap it up.
You guys are great.
I'm going to be at Governor's this Friday and Saturday. Governor's Long Island, govs.com, govs.com for tickets. One show Friday, two shows Saturday. Don't embarrass me, Long Island.
Yeah, sell something. Sell something.
I might hang myself this weekend.
Wouldn't blame you.
My apartment's a mess.
I know. I heard Bruce is doing your website over.
Yeah, well, when he sobers up.
He was ruined.
And he made Barry Ribs a website.
Yeah, but when he sobers up, he'll get back to work.
I know, right?
He was all like laughing. He's making Dr. Mengele jokes.
That's my boy.
Dr. Mengele jokes. How to find us.
My wife's like, he's drunk. Even my wife knew he was drunk.
People how to find. Oh.
Right, what do you guys have? Do your plugs. What do you have? Come on.
Focusgroupradio.com.
Okay.
Find fantastic. Everything there. You'll see shows and podcasts.
Any kind of Grindr handle or anything? Or,
no, not right now. Unless you want to.
Yeah, liquor breath at netscape.net.
I'm going to change my handle. The raging alcoholic.
Taken.
Or girth.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to the booth. Thanks for getting that docking video.
A lot of fun. Right.
Much different than docking video. I got blisters on my finger.